What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Complex in Hip Hop Circles, or Plex, or whatever, of MarshMakesArt.com. And this is the Escape Artist Podcast. How you guys doing? I'm doing all right. And yes, it's been a while. I won't get into that just because, I don't know. There's just nothing to get into, I guess. But, yeah, I've been wanting to get back into recording these and putting them out, and I did record one, it was probably like a couple months ago now, but I thought I was going to get it out, and I was looking through files and trying to figure it out, and I don't know even where I put it and last night, so I was like, well, let me just skip that one, I guess, and move ahead. Move ahead. It's a big theme of my life these days, trying to move on from just weird hang-ups and stuff that I go through at times, and nothing like circumstantial or psychological than anything. Luckily, you know, nothing, I mean, things are actually looking pretty good in some areas more than they were before. And I don't know, you know, I'm a blessed person. I got nothing, I have no reason not to be grateful every day. And I am, absolutely. So, that all being said, I'm going to try to get into a topic here somewhat quickly. I guess I'll try to do a little bit of an update, just some thoughts. I started listening recently to more comic-making podcasts because that's what I want to get back into. And I stopped listening to podcasts for a long time, and that's probably why I stopped, not like 100%, but like, that's probably why I stopped like wanting to do podcasts as much, and I stopped listening to art things. You know, I was more looking into a lot of different things, like actually conspiracy theory type stuff, like on YouTube, and it's just stuff that to me is interesting. I don't know if I believe it all or anything or whatever, but at the very least, it's good fodder for stories. So I was doing that for a while, and just different other interesting topics that aren't necessarily conspiracy theories, but just maybe fringy topics, you know, stuff, and a lot of just biblical topics too, you know, just searching scriptures and things like that, and learning more in depth about my faith and things like that. And so I was doing that a lot. That was kind of what last year was all about. There was a lot of soul searching and stuff, and just not being 100%, you know, gung-ho on creative projects. You know, I managed to squeak a few things out here and there, little art videos and sketches and stuff like that. I think I filled the sketchbook, and I'm like halfway through another one. So, you know, I haven't been super productive, but I still have been playing around a little bit. Also, another update is I recently had a meetup with my buddy Mike Vallad, who I've mentioned before, of ValladComicsWithAnX.com. And he also has a Patreon. That's probably his main thing he's doing, is Patreon.com, I think, /ValladComics. So, and that's V-A-L-A-D-E, and of course, comics with an X, that's how he likes to do it. So check that out. He's gearing up to get that going more and more, and that's what my last episode was about, Patreon, because I just think it's a super awesome website, and there's just so much potential there, and I have my Patreon. It's patreon.com/marshmakesart if you want to check that out and contribute. That'd be awesome. Because that's where I'm going to be putting a lot of content, like, as I work on projects. There's going to be a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, and, you know, I'll have certain things, like, that will be public also, so, but then there's also going to be extra stuff, so, process stuff and all that. So yeah, there's that, and then, so that's what I was talking about in the last podcast that I didn't actually publish, and that's okay, maybe I'll just revisit Patreon again sometime in a podcast, but today I'm going to talk about something different. But I started saying, you know, I've been listening to more comic podcasts, which led me back to listening to, like, Lean Into Art, with Jersey Joes and Rob Stenzinger, and then I just got on this tangent of just getting into all of Rob and Jersey's material, mostly. Like, there's also the Final Issue podcast, which is cool, with Tyler James and his crew. So I've been checking that out as well. And I definitely recommend it. It's interesting. It's different because it's like, they talk about comic industry stuff, like news and stuff, but then they also talk about, you know, the making comics and stuff too. And it's a different take than you would normally get from, like, Jersey and Rob or something like that. So also, Jersey has a new podcast called GOSA, which I think it's Guardians of, what is it? Guardians or Galaxy, I don't know, it's like Guardians of Super Adventure, I think that's what it is, but they say GOSA way more than they say the actual title, and it sounds like, you know, what is that, you know, it just sounds like almost like a comic book or something, but it's a comic podcast, like comic making podcast that's very, very similar to the idea with Art and Story, how Art and Story used to be, except it's, you know, Jersey and two other guys, Zach Galifianakis, I forgot, I need to learn how to say his name, and the other guy's name is Ben Hatke, I think. So check that out. If you type in GOSA if you Google it, there's other things that'll come up, because I did try to Google it, but I went into iTunes and typed in GOSA and found it, G-O-S-A, and then, or also you can just go to comicsaregreat.com, and it's hosted there, with all of the rest of Jersey's podcasts, and also, I didn't realize, because I hadn't been listening to podcasts for so long, like, especially comic podcasts, I didn't realize that Jersey and Rob did this whole Art Sound Off thing in the month of November in 2014 and 2015, and man, I wish I didn't miss that, because I actually ended up going back and listening to all of Jersey's. It's 30, it's doing, you know, a podcast every day for the month of November, and I definitely hope I can participate, you know, when November comes around again, if they're still doing it. But yeah, and I went back, I'm listening to Rob's right now from 2014 on, and I listened to all of Jersey's from 2014 on as well, and so that took a while, but that's what I've been listening to a lot lately, and then there's other people who, you know, they invite other people to do it, so there's a bunch of other people, and they mention them at times, and So I'm following some of those people on like Audio Boom, the app Audio Boom, and I'm gonna start listening to some of those too. And I just, that's really cool challenge, and it's like right up my alley, and I wish I kind of was following them more closely throughout, you know, the last couple of years, because then I would have, I mean, I have come and listened to shows here and there, but I guess I missed the whole November thing, unfortunately, but, you know, but now I'm, like, back to listening to them all regularly and stuff, because I'm trying to make comics, and that's my segue into what the new project is going to be, and all of that, so, I have about 15 minutes to talk about it, and then I gotta go, but basically, what I'm going to be doing is, well, I want to focus on stories, and I have a desire to listen to, focus on writing stories, learning how story works better, and, one of the things that I came across was the book, Invisible Ink. I forget the name of the guy who wrote it, but it is on audible.com now, so that was very interesting to me, and it helped me get a grasp of story a little better. I've listened to it about 3 times now. I even wrote notes and stuff like that. It's pretty simple. It's only a few hours. It's not like super long compared to other books I've listened to. But there's just a lot of good things, and it's a certain approach too. Like, not everybody approaches story this way. He basically, the gist of it is he approaches story writing theme first, and then that gives him the underlying message or the underlying thing he wants to build the story around. And it's kind of a more I'm trying to think of the word. It's like a, it starts with an E. A more efficient. Thank you. It's a more efficient way, kind of, to, or I should say it's a very efficient way to write a story, if you can pull it off. You know, I haven't done it yet, you know, but from what he's saying, and that is something that I would value very much as well, because, you know, I don't have a ton of time, you know, so. You know, so there's that, and that's not, you know, that's the gist of the book, but there's a lot more to it. But he makes story structure, he describes story structure in a pretty simple or clear way. Now, yes, it's broken down into a little bit of a simpler way, but that doesn't mean that it's easy to write a story or create a story. There's so much to it, and there's an art to it, obviously, you know, like, and I've read other books on story, and they've had different ways of going about it. There's the whole NaNoWriMo idea of just write, you know, 1,000 or more or whatever words a day, which ends up meaning you have to do a lot more on the editing side of things, which that's also an approach that I think is interesting and helpful. And I may kind of oscillate between the two in some different ways, but, you know, for the most part, I want to try out this whole theme first thing, so, because it's hard to wrap your head around this whole story stuff, like, how do you make it in a way that, you know, moves people, and, you know, I don't know, is interesting, is entertaining, all that stuff. And I think, sorry for that, that was like, I guess I have a little bit of a stuffy nose or something. So my new project that I'm going to be mostly focusing on, pretty much I'm trying to just focus on this. And you guys know that I've had issues with focusing on things. But built into this idea is that is kind of embracing that inability to focus. And I should mention that I kind of came up with like this challenge for myself to work on something, you know, within the project, work on my projects in some way, shape, or form, different, whatever project, it doesn't matter, even if it's just sketching in my sketchbook, for at least a half an hour a day for all of this year. And I'm actually logging in, you know, how much I do, and many times that turns into like a couple hours or something like that, or, you know, so that's kind of cool too. But I now have a second job at the moment, so that, you know, puts a damper on that. You know, I don't always get to it, and I honestly, I've had to write a lot of X's, and I've missed a lot of days, but I'm just going to keep with it. I'm going to keep trying to hit that half hour mark every day, and hopefully, you know, I'll have a lot more done this year than I had done last year when I was pretty much doing almost nothing, which is not what I want to do, you know. So anyways, that's part of what's going on this year, and I'll be working on, you know, obviously this one project that I'm talking about. So the one project is, it will be a trade paperback or a book called 12 Stories. I may change the title, but I like the title too, so I don't know. And what it is it's an exercise, and it's like a compilation of stories, obviously, like in one book. But it'll be released, each story, individually, and I think I'm going to release it as a webcomic and also possibly mini-comics, initially, and then it'll be collected into one, like, graphic novel type of thing. And what it is it's a building with 12 stories, you know, like that kind of story, with 12 stories, and each, you know, story is like one apartment or whatever, that something that would be like in a city or something. You know, it's made up, it's fiction, so it's not necessarily gonna adhere to the rules of like typical, you know, apartment buildings or anything, where there would be like multiple apartments on each, you know, level or whatever. For the story purpose, you know, I want to keep it somewhat simple. And, so each story, each, level of the building will have a different story to it, and I want to, in some way, connect them all, even if it's, like, kind of more incidental, I guess, like, even if it's not, like, super deep, but just have some kind of connection where each story maybe leads a little bit into the next somehow, or has some kind of segue into the next. And maybe there's like an overall story that kind of is touched upon a little bit in each story, you know, by the end or something. I'm not sure, that's a limitation that I'm willing to give up if that doesn't work out. But the whole point of this is to learn how to make stories, and each level, like each story is going to be, I haven't decided 100%, but I think it's going to be 5 pages long for each one. And they're going to be little stories, obviously, and I'm going to try to do my best to learn how to structure and put together stories via this invisible ink method. And I figured, you know, breaking it up like that is kind of a fun, interesting way to learn that and to exercise that, and also to make it so that it's not like too overwhelming, because, you know, yeah, it's going to end up being, you know, like a 60 to 80 page book or whatever, but, you know, I can tackle it in small chunks of 5-page stories, which is actually, you know, more manageable, in some ways more manageable, but also doing something smaller like that means you have to be more concise and actually takes a lot more background work sometimes. And I guess it's also kind of in the spirit of, you know, the book The Spirit, by Will Eisner, or I shouldn't say the book, but his spirit stories, which I read the origin of the other day. It was the first time I ever read any spirit stories or anything from Will Eisner, which I know is probably blasphemy to those who are into comics, you know, but hey, what can I say? It's been on my radar to get into that for a while. So I read the origin story, and I have a book with just like selected stories from, you know, his old series, or, you know, I guess they're from the newspaper, you know, stories. They're all about 8 pages, I think. And so I'm going to start reading those to kind of get an idea of how he did it, you know. So it'll probably be somewhat inspired by that, but I want to do my own thing, you know. And also with this, I'm open to playing with different genres and open to playing with different like art styles and really anything, like anything goes. I at first was going to do it so that every single story had a different feel and a different style, but I'm not going to make that constraint. I'm going to let that be, like, if it ends up being that, cool. If not, and some of them are similar, that's cool too. I don't want to put those limits on me, because I feel like there's certain limits that I don't know that I can manage, you know, that I feel like if I do those, then I'll get overwhelmed and I'll stop working on the thing. So at its basis, it's going to be 5 or 12 individual stories. And if it ends up connecting a little bit, and if it ends up exploring styles and things like mediums and all that, then that's cool too. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. What I've done so far, I did a little sketching of like what the building might look like, but I'm gonna keep working on that. And I created basically this one sketchbook that, you know, is just for this project. And that's what I'll be kind of working in. And that's where I wrote down my notes on from the Invisible Ink book. And that is also where I wrote out my plan for the book and different goals and things like that. And I might not end up doing this. I was going to do this, but I want to kind of like start evaluating other stories that I've liked and that seem to be effective to me, and trying to detect the things that I'm learning from Invisible Ink in those stories, which I tried once already, and it was more difficult than I expected. So that's why I hesitate to say I'm going to do a lot of it, even though I originally thought I would, in researching these stories. So if you guys know of any, like, I don't know, audio review things on stories or movies or books or whatever that kind of talk about story structure and story, like the actual parts of how story works, I'd love to hear that, like with commentary or whatever. I'd love to hear that, because I want to learn. I'm just all about learning this stuff. So any kind of references or resources that help you learn about story, I would love if you guys could let me know, because that's what I'm all about right now, trying to learn that. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I really appreciate you guys hanging around, and whoever's listening, thank you for listening or downloading. There will be more podcasts. I'm going to try to make this a weekly thing again, because it seems like I don't think I can do it just randomly. I just never get to it if I do that. So if I make it a weekly thing, I tend to get into like a routine, and I'm able to do that better. So I'm going to try to make this a weekly thing. So consider this the first of the weekly escape artist podcasts. And they will usually be longer than this, because usually I do go longer. But I had like a little bit of a time constraint this time, and I just wanted to get it out. So yeah, thanks for listening. If you want to check out my stuff, marshmakesart.com, all the links are right there at the front for, you know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I've done a lot of YouTube art videos and stuff you might want to check out. And most of all, you know, I'd love to see if you're interested in checking out the Patreon, because that's a great way to kind of help me, you know, to move forward with better resources and you know, maybe even make more content and all that. So check that out. But other than that, just thank you for listening, and I will talk to you on the next Escape Artist Podcast. Later.